The big question that needs to be answered over the next, I don't know what the time frame is around this in terms of the where the finals will be held, and in fact, where will the grand final be held. We understand the challenges that is being confronted by the AFL. The logistics of it must be a nightmare. I wake up, read the back page of the Herald Sun today, fill the MCG, Eddie Maguire and others with a bold plan for a full grand final crowd. You've had a read of it. Do you want to just... Well, let's have a listen to Eddie first of all, and I want to ask you the question. Is this a realistic option for us in about 7 or 8 weeks' time?
There is an opportunity to put 200 testing stations in there. Rapid testing results in 10 minutes. Results will be linked to your ticket and for tracking and tracing afterwards if there's any issues. It will cost somewhere between $2.2 million and $2.5 million for 50 to 100,000 patrons. So that's not a big deal. So that works. It works as far as the time's concerned. It works as far as the everything
is concerned. So you're suggesting this plan is saying you could have a full house at the grand final.
This is to get anywhere from, say, 70 to 100,000 people.
Okay, the question is, would you be prepared to subject yourself to that to get to the AFL Grand Final if this was to go ahead? The proposal would see, Gary, all fans who attend, staff, players, coaches and club officials tested for COVID with a standard test on the Wednesday before the Grand Final. Then the second test, this time the rapid antigen test, required on arrival at the ground on the Saturday at one of 200 testing stations around the ground, and those tests provide the individual with the viral levels within 10 minutes. So you get your test back within 10 minutes. So you have your other test, which you've got to prove that you've had, right? And then you do the other antigen test at the ground, and then a ring of steel is put up providing the MCG precinct a safety net effectively. So would you have any objection to submitting yourself to any of that?
No, I wouldn't. But the obvious question, and again, I'm just reading it like you, is that what if we've tested, we've all stood in line, everyone's there, you know, the grand final's ready to go, and we're all done what you said, and we're waiting for our second test, and we get five positives in five different lines all around the MCG.
That's right. Well, that's a major problem. That would be a major problem if that was the case.
And look, the suggestion is, this is Bruce Keeber, and who's for the big group, and Response Global's Ian Norton. So there's other. This is seems to be something that they are suggesting has happened overseas. That are they saying this happened at Wimbledon?
Yes, they said that this took place at Wimbledon this year.
Well, I mean, I'm open to it.
I don't know. I don't know where that's what they are saying, that it's already been tried and tested over. Eddie said a similar plan was used successfully at Wimbledon this year. Right, there you go.
Okay, so there's your question. 0439 811 16. Would you do that? Would you submit to a test on the Wednesday and then line up and have another test just prior to getting into the MCG? If it meant that you were able to get 70 to 100,000 people at the MCG, and logistically, would that happen?
That's your choice. That would be your choice.
Yeah, and would stop.
Scalping?
Scalping. you can't just sell a ticket late on a Saturday, because if you haven't had the test on the Wednesday, you wouldn't be able to get yourself in there.
It sounds like a reasonable idea to me. Like, I mean, the point that you made, which is a reasonable point also, in that if, you know, five people tested positive at different parts of the ground and you've been standing in a queue with those people, what does it mean then to all those people that were around that person at the time? It sounds like a reasonable proposal.
Yeah, look, it's probably at the moment 70% of people saying, yeah, I'd submit to that. The other one, the question that's been fired, and this is not the area that we know too much about, but is how accurate these rapid tests are, the one that you'd have on the day of the grand final, whether or not you could trust them. The fallout, if you did get that right, would be pretty horrendous, given what was seen happened at the Amy Stadium. But I guess these are the conversations that are being had. And look, it's up to the AFL. This is something that's been floated by Bruce Keeber and Ian Norton and Eddie and others, but the AFL would have contingencies in place. We know they've booked accommodation over in Perth at the Joondalup Resort, so if we need to get teams over there to play the whole final series, they will.